Robert Floor, Miquamuk's Tide Pools. Small Chinese hats cluster and cling to life. A limpid audience before a chalk-clustered pinnacle of barnacle pipe organs surrounding them. The slosh and slap of wave rhythms against rocks and ruts harkens them to filling tide pools. They wait and listen for some Empyrean jazz concert. Our guests gather in an anemone art-decoed room, forested with feathery hydroids, sea palms, staghorns, lichen, and rockweed. Everyone carefully avoids these spiky urchins and conversation with slow slugs, snails, worms, or, heaven forbid, a dull sea cucumber. Here and there, starfish crowd the shallows, hanging like casino gamblers, seeming to spew thousands of sand dollars in the wake. Small crabs hurry and scurry the sands between the tables like waiters and busboys servicing some bustling seafood restaurant. Below, covered in muck blankets, clams and mussels snuggle their hotel beds, having attached do not disturb signs to the doors. Overhead, dangers flock as gulls and crows scour the skies, seeking to arrest and devour any wandering or wayward retinue. We pause all too infrequently to attend this intertidal tangle, remaining heedless to the invisible balance life blesses and bestows.